It's no surprise that the joblessness rates in Michigan have more than doubled since the pandemic began. That means that the state's unemployment insurance agency has been inundated with applications and phone calls from newly jobless Michiganders, many of whom have no idea how this process works. It may be their first time in the system. They're calling night and day with questions about how to apply for unemployment, how to amend their applications, or maybe to just get a sense of when they can count on their first income in months. It's not easy being in the dark about that next paycheck, especially when it feels like there's nothing you can do about it. Sarah Alvarez is founder and executive editor of Outlier Media. She's been reporting extensively on unemployment benefits this year. Sarah, thank you for joining us.
Sure, my pleasure.
So we are 11 plus months into the pandemic. What have you been hearing from community sources about whether the state's unemployment agency is delivering on the claims that people need to make?
Well, we hear a lot, and I co-reported this story with Adrienne Roberts from the Detroit Free Press, and I know she's also hearing a lot of the same things that I'm hearing. And one thing that I'm hearing is that people are very thankful for these benefits. We know that these benefits have been a real lifeline for so many people during the pandemic, because let's not forget that a lot of people have been using unemployment insurance for the first time. You know, they might not have qualified for unemployment benefits. And because of different extensions and the pandemic assistance, there's a lot more people who can use these unemployment benefits. So I think that needs to be said, that people are very grateful that these benefits exist and that they are using them. At the same time, we hear, maybe not surprisingly because we're reporters, we hear about the problems with the system, and we've been hearing a lot about how difficult it is to get through to the system, how difficult it is to certify, which means, you know, kind of jump through a series of hoops that allows you to start receiving the money. And we've also been hearing from so many people about like how unclear it is, how long the wait times are. And those wait times could be like day to day, you know, you're waiting on the phone for a few hours, or it could be months. People have been waiting months to have their identities verified by the state and to start receiving paychecks that they really need.
What are some of the most common problems you've heard about? Is it that people are able to get to the system but can't get in, or is it a matter of just getting to a certain point and then hitting a bottleneck?
So that's a good question, and bottleneck is definitely one of the things, right? Like we definitely hear about a lot of bottlenecks, but I think most of the problems fall under kind of a tech support and tech issues umbrella. So it's people, you know, being able to log into the system, but not being able to know what to do next. It's also people not being able to log into the system. And I would say that most of the issues we're hearing about do have something to do with tech. I think the other big category of problems and frustrations that sources have told me about is really like a lack of guidance and clarity from the state about what people need to do, how long problems are going to take to resolve, and really just people wanting to hear about what they should do in plain language.
There's a quote in the article that you and Adrienne reported that was just heartbreaking. It was from a guy who works as a stagehand and obviously has been out of work because there haven't been concerts and events. And he said, there's a certain point when you realize they don't really want to provide these benefits. I mean, he sounded like he'd reached his wall. Does the state have anything to say about the problems people are still having?
You know, they haven't said much. And I will say I am a little bit surprised that there's not been a more kind of proactive push to really reach out to people and let them know what's going on. I think that's a lot of people's frustration, is just feeling like they're out there on their own, even though, you know, there's several million of these people in the state, feeling like they're out there on their own, not knowing what to do and not knowing how to navigate this. That source that you mentioned, that was a really interesting conversation. And he did say, you know, when I'm able to get through, he calls on Monday morning at 7:59 and says in the morning, right before the phone lines open, and says he's usually able to get through to someone who then can't help him. And he said, you know, the people on the phone, I know they're trying their best. I think they want to help me. They can't help me. And he did say overall, right, like, the state does not feel like it wants to help people. And sources that I have talked to about how unemployment insurance works, you know, in states all over the country, have mentioned that in Michigan, there are a lot of hoops that people need to jump through. And the legislature has made it more difficult over the past few years to apply for benefits, to keep benefits, you know, and that was pre-pandemic, but those problems and making it difficult for people to access unemployment insurance, those problems have really come home to roost during this pandemic when so many people need unemployment and when so many more people are aware of how difficult the system is to navigate.
Sarah, I remember that Michigan's unemployment insurance system went through this early bout with a huge pile of suspected fraud claims. Did you hear anything about how many of those have been resolved so far, or whether it's still an issue?
So that's a great question, and a question that I have is really what is going on with fraud. So the source that you mentioned, who worked as a stagehand pre-pandemic, he's stuck in this fraud problem. He has an open kind of fraud claim on his account, and he's waiting for the state to verify his identity so that he can start getting benefits again. And he has been waiting for months. We do not know how many of those claims have been resolved. I do know that there's only about 20,000 more people kind of left in that bucket of people who still have some open issue on their claim. I don't know how many people have been able to get verified and who may have been flagged for fraud at the beginning and it turned out were legitimate claimants versus how much fraud has happened. And that's a big question, I think. I understand, of course, I think as we all do, that the state wants to be careful with this, with these benefits and with this money, because it can be very difficult to get it back. But I think that I would like more detail on how these fraud investigations are being carried out and how much money the state has recovered, and more transparency around that.
I saw a report in the Detroit News that on top of all this, the state's unemployment insurance offices are closed. Like, you cannot even go down there and stand in line and wait to talk to somebody. I don't know. I don't know how many people you spoke with who would want such an option. But had you heard that?
Well, yes. I mean, I think what people want is to know how to get through to someone, right? And, you know, anything that they could do. So the state has started keeping I think they've always had it, but they've started making this data more public about how many calls they get during the last week and how many calls they're able to answer. So last week, the state got an average of 65,000 daily calls over the past week, and they handled 27,800, right? So more than half the people who called didn't get through. And that's why I think people want to know, you know, are offices going to open up? How can they get help? I think that that's what people really want to know.
Do you have any sense of what people are doing? I mean, if literally half of people who have something to bring up with the state cannot even get a phone call returned, it's not to say that everyone who does get through necessarily gets to a resolution. Do you have any sense of what people are doing to get by right now?
Well, I mean, they're calling other people. They're calling each other. They're calling reporters. You know, I have seen a lot of activity in different Facebook groups, online, on different social networks, really trying to kind of like trade information about, you know, what people can do to make their claim go through or to get, you know, to troubleshoot their claim. From the people that I've talked to, it's a pretty, people are relying on savings, people are relying on credit cards, people are relying on family, people are relying on some of those other benefits that exist during the COVID pandemic that maybe they didn't use before, like food pantries and food distribution. But I think there are some people who are really struggling. And of course, you know, the people who are having the hardest time getting through are people who need pandemic assistance, right? So they wouldn't have qualified for regular unemployment because they were part-time workers or gig workers or self-employed. And a lot of those people have less to fall back on, right? Because they weren't necessarily in very highly paid jobs before. So I do think it's a very important question of how are those folks making ends meet and what are they, you know, what can the state really expect them to do if they can't access their unemployment benefits?
Sarah Alvarez is the founder and executive editor at Outlier Media. Her recent story on the state's unemployment agency was co-reported with the Detroit Free Press. Sarah, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're so welcome. Thank you.